saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. And then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. And when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch." And Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets." And when they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. It is a wonderful story of Jesus. Now, he has at the lake shore, and he is just arriving upon the scene. The fishermen have been out all night long, and he sees these fishermen and says, I need to get into this boat, get out into the water a little bit, and do some teaching. Now imagine, it's early, early morning. Ever been on the lake in the early, early morning? And the mist is just starting to lift. Jesus is teaching, and the word of God is heavy over that water, just like the mist raising up off of the lake. And Jesus says to the disciples, he says to them, to the fishermen, he says, "Look, I want you to go and put out into that deep water out there. Put your nets down into the deep water." Well, imagine that. They knew who Jesus was. He was a carpenter. A carpenter telling two fishermen what to do. It'd be like me telling Lance how to do his job. That's kind of an amazing thing that the fishermen just didn't look at him and say, "You're kind of crazy. We don't really believe that will produce anything for us at all." But instead, Simon Peter looks at Jesus and calls him what? Master. Okay, the word of God is heavy on that lake. It is permeating everything. And Simon Peter is caught up in that request from Jesus and says, "Master." And then he complains, "We've been out all night long. We are tired. We are empty. We are ready to go home and get some rest for the day. We didn't catch anything last night. But because you say so, I will let down our nets." We will let down our nets. Remember last week when I talked about God's love and grace just pouring out upon us, that God's love comes at us with such fullness and such force that there's no way that we can receive it all. And in fact, most of the time we resist it. Most of the time, we're like, can't go there. Can't take just a little sip of water is all I want. Remember that? Well, that's how it is in our relationship with God. So often, we resist what God has to offer. We resist an opportunity to receive God's love and God's grace. Growing deeper in relationship with God means that we need to let down our nets, that we need to let down our resistance to God's grace. One of the best ways for us to learn how to let down our resistance to God's grace in our lives is to begin a practice of deep listening. Deep listening for God, practicing silence. Remember, we talked about practicing our faith last week. Practicing silence is that which gives us an opportunity to understand how resistant we are to God's grace. Because the minute we sit down to take some time in silence, to spend some time building our friendship with God, we realize that, oh, I've got to do the dishes. Oh, I've got to remember to call my sister Nancy today. I've got to remember to write. And all these other things flood our minds, things that we need to do rather than sit and rest and spend time with our Lord and Savior. How can the church grow deeper in their relationship with God? How can the church attend more fully to listening to what God is inviting us to do? When God asks us, put out into the deep water, how do we know where that deep water is? How do we know which side of the boat we are to cast our nets from? In the medieval church, in the medieval world, the big cathedrals were built, right? Big cathedrals were intended to be the throne of God. The word chair comes from the Latin word cathedra. And so today we have chairs on our altar, and we have a chair here that I have brought to invite you to consider what it might mean to allow yourself to rest fully in God's love and grace and to receive what God has to offer you. When we take time to sit and be still, we can open ourselves to understand and consider some of how God is acting in our lives. We can sit down and understand a little bit more about how to build that relationship with God. This chair was painted specifically to be used for prayer. I painted this chair while I was in seminary, and I painted it using the doctrine of creation as a starting point. There are some colors that are separated on this chair in the same way that the very first act that God offered in creation was to part the waters, right? To separate the waters, to make space for heaven and earth. And so in our life, we need to make space for God too. That's the way creation comes forth. So taking time to set our lives apart, to practice prayer, to listen for God. This idea of prayer that is simply words that we lift up to God, the words that we intercede for others on their behalf, that's only part of what it means to grow in the life of prayer. Growing in the life of prayer means that we give our whole selves to God, and that not only, it's not a one-way conversation. Remember, we're friends with Jesus Christ. This is a two-way conversation, and we need to take time to listen for what God's word is, what God's word is for us. And so this chair is symbolic of how we might think about offering up our time to God in prayer. Prayer is active. This chair is very still, right? Chairs can't move. And yet, the activity of prayer is as significant as bringing a meal to someone. It's as significant as offering to drive someone to a doctor's appointment. Prayer is just as active as a form of discipleship as just about anything else that we can do. Listening for God means that we turn our hearts to God. That act of turning towards God comes from an understanding of what it means to repent. Repent is our turning towards God. So taking time every day to turn towards God, to listen for God's word, is essential for our growth, for our growing in relationship with Jesus Christ. There are lots of spirals on this chair. spirals are spirals are kind of that image that we use to understand turning to God. In my life as a maternal child health nurse, there is one way that human life is delivered into our world, and that is that in the muscles in the female womb, the muscles are the only muscles in the human body that are spiral-shaped. And these spiral-shaped muscles are that which allow for new life to grow and help bring new life forth. And so that act of turning toward God is what brings new life forth. Our time in prayer is a turning to God, a turning to bring that new life into our lives, listening for the Word of God. John Wesley, in his covenant prayer, which we will share together in a bit, asks in his prayer, "Dear God, let me be empty for thee." And again, that idea of being empty, of allowing ourselves to be empty of all of our thoughts and our concerns and our needs so that we can be filled with the Word of God. I want you to think about any time you walk into a room. Chairs are pretty ordinary, right? Chairs, we can find a chair where we work. We can find a chair at our dining room table. We can find a chair in a waiting room. Anywhere we go, there are chairs available to us. We can take the opportunity as we sit to make space for God to grow in that relationship together, remembering that just as the fishermen in this story were empty, they were tired, they were worn out, they had been out working all night long, they also let down their nets. Their emptiness allowed them to let down their nets, to let go of their resistance. And what happened when they did that? What happened? All the fish, right? They caught an abundant catch. They caught so many fish that they needed to get a second boat to fill them all, and both boats were sinking because the abundance was so full. Well, that's the God I believe in. That is the God that adds grace and mercy to our lives every day in an abundance. But we need to sit and listen and ask. We need to be open and empty to receive the abundance that God has for our lives. If we really believe as a church that we are going to unite our behavior with what we believe in, then we really need to start listening for God. What is the prayer of this church? What is the word that God brings up over and over and over again in this congregation? What is the word that God has for you as a community of faith, for all of us? So I ask and invite you to empty yourselves out of any of preconceived ideas about Wesley Church, about your life of faith. Empty that out and let go of any resistance that you have for God, and listen for the word that God brings to you in that, to listen and hear what God is asking of you. Let God fill you during that time. I'll tell you, I've been practicing this kind of prayer for a long while. I have a practice every morning I get up, and for 10 minutes I will do nothing but sit in silence. I could use 2 hours, but really you don't need a long period of time to get yourself centered, so it doesn't have to be a laborious exercise. 10 minutes of practicing that silence and listen for the word. You don't have to evacuate your mind of all your thoughts. Listen for the word that keeps surfacing. Listen to what the desires are on your heart. That's what God wants for you. That's what God wants to hear for you. We think of this God as being so far out there, over and above us. there is a God that is so deeply within us. And that immanent God, that God lives beyond us too. And that's the God that we need to get to grow in so that we can understand what God's call is on our lives, what God's call is for this congregation, how we are to be church together, how we are to grow in love and grace so that that abundant catch can be realized, so that abundant catch can be revealed. And indeed, it's already here. Indeed, it's already here. You know that God is already providing all that is needed. So I invite you this morning to take some time. I've set up a couple of chairs at the altar. You can come and kneel at the altar if you'd like to sit in this chair, to come and make a few moments, take a few minutes just to make space for God, to be open to what God's word is for you today, to listen for the word that God has for you today. I invite you to invite God into your heart and into your spirit this morning.